Beautiful one, Anne Ribley here. Welcome to the January super full moon, the first full moon of 2019 that also is a total lunar eclipse moon, which that means shedding the shadows. It's also at a reset point with no retrogrades, which is our first in a while. So this super full moon, the first of this year, it's super, it's boosting, it's full of magnetism, activating that powerful alignment. The full moon is a time of alignment. And then there's times where it's boosting with the magnetism of it being a super full moon, where it's closest to the earth. So this is the first of three consecutive super moons that we're going to have to start out this year. And wow, a reprieve we're going to be in now, because the last year to year and a half has been filled with what I would call disruptional change on some level, or a stuck stagnation that has led to some dismantling. You know, it can be whatever it is for you, but there has been a catalyst of strong, powerful change that has been bringing a disruption or dismantling, or a complete new resetting. So all those retrogrades on some level has caused all of us to have to return to something old, something that was needing shedding. So as we begin 2019 with the super moon, that's boosting with our total lunar eclipse energy. And this eclipse is going to give us a blood red moon. And whenever we have that connection where the moon signifies the red, it's really our relational symbolism that we're getting in touch with. And that relational connection, it could literally be in relationships. It could be a relationship with ourselves and the world. It can be an internal relationship, but it's a powerful shift where we've had to reset. We've had a lot of return visits, a lot of dismantling, a lot of dissolving in these past year and a half, a disruption in some capacity. So this eclipse season that began early a year ago brought in a powerful wave of change on so many levels for anyone who's gone through great change. Or right now, if you're just ready to step forward in a big expanded way, I want to assure you that now is the time. So prepare for unlocking what has been closed off, what has been blocked and needs to be unlocked, so that you can feel what's in alignment with your soul-inspired desires that want to be brought forward in a whole new way. So your soul-inspired desires, this is about activating that authentic alignment of who you are and the life that you are here to live and unfold from. So I love the power of using the natural timekeeper rhythm setter, which is in the magnetism of the moon. So we can release, let go, and begin with new beginnings right now. Not a single planet is in retrograde. All the revisits of the past patterns and conditions that we're returning for their clearing up is going to open up the forward movement of manifesting momentum. It's easy to get caught up in thinking about what do we want to manifest without also understanding the power that we need to clear and unlock the blocks that have closed off some life area or situation that has caused us to feel stuck. Or maybe we just need to feel more expansion and up-leveling. So there's a clarity that's coming through right now. And you hold the key to unlock whatever has been blocked for you. When I say blocked, it's where there hasn't there been your receivership, your receiving mode, your receptive mode fully open to get what you need at this time, to manifest forward, to actualize your true inspirations and aspirations. So let this power time clear the path for you so that you can claim with clarity those authentic aspirations. So the first focus is about clearing and clarity. So unlock the blocks. Begin by naming those patterns. Begin by walking into those shadows that have, that's what the eclipse represents. What are we eclipsing? What are those shadows that have caused us to lose parts of ourselves? And we claim it back. We call it back. We get into alignment with our authentic self. And that's what's on the other side of the eclipse. When it eclipses, it's the red moon. It's the blood moon. It brings us back in touch into our natural alignment to our relation to life. So, number two, releasing old and receiving the new. So whenever we have this eclipse full moon and a super full moon, we're always doing a little bit of both. We're always letting go what hasn't been supportive and being truthfully honest with what is those core, deeply true, aligning, activating, authentic desires we want to create. So to let go of the shadows, to eclipse it. There's no denying or dancing around what has been. Name and claim those stops and blocks that you're really ready to release, to clear up the space. So in order to call in the new, we have to make space for it. And as you open up that space, you make room for the new to come through. It naturally activates an attraction. So third, focus. Since this is a blood moon, this is really about the heart of connection. And it's going to show the shadows that need to go. So claim those lost, distant, fragmented parts of yourself that belong to the soul-inspired connection of you. So this is about taking the parts that are real, that are you, that are ready to be called back. So what you want to do is you want to let go of whatever has been a layer or a walled off that has blocked your own receivership to who you want to be. And somewhere you've placed the authentic you outside of that core connection. You want to claim that back. What do you want this year? And who are you becoming? Take time to identify what's been lurking in the unaware shadow realm. Let it enter into the heart connection of what is true for you. That's how you dissolve the dark, as you bring in the light. And the light is you. It's the truth of you. And the more you can identify what has been that layer that has been sitting upon dimming your own light of truth, write it right, antenna to God, create your ritual of release, and bring in your willingness to shine the light on those shadow energies and entanglements. When I say entanglements, they could be something internal or external. Entanglements are ways in which we could energetically looking to be validated, ways in which we're looking to feel safe and secure in the world, and we've entangled it into a person, a place, a situation, as an example, in a way that has closed you off from truly honoring what are your soul-inspired desires. So your true heart connection will emerge as it relates to the areas that you have felt blocked or locked by giving it the light, by dissolving it, letting it be eclipsed, the shadows be eclipsed into the light, and then allow this natural movement toward your favorable synchronistic blessings to clear the space to make room for the new to come through. This can be such an astounding, magnificent year filled with powerful, activating, authentic dreams and desires for you to come alive. But first, it's important to unlock what has been blocked. So you can look to the last year, year and a half. You can also see what is it that's been prevalent for you that has been locked and blocked, but yet, you know, to be in alignment with your authentic self, there's a reset, there's a change, because now is the time it's so available to you to make that shift. The moon is the magnetic rhythm keeper here on Earth. It's what keeps energy from not getting stuck. Our life would not be as we know it if we did not have the magnetism of the moon assisting with ushering in and keeping the natural momentum and movement of seasons and cycles here on Earth. Since this is a super moon, it's also important to drink lots of water over this upcoming week, as it's such a sensitive, boosting, energetic time for transformation. I have several supportive options here for you. First is, I have the PDF download of What Do You Really Want? I think that's still an important question. If you've done those, then use this time to get more specifically on what do you want for 2019. Those questions help you really get into energetic rapport of exactly where you're at right now and what do you really want. That's authentic activation. And when we make authentic activation, we naturally get into alignment to eclipse the shadows, to dissolve what's blocking, and we begin to unlock our own light, our soul-inspired light and path and dreams that are ahead, waiting to be fulfilled and actualized in our lives. So it doesn't matter for you what it is that you're looking to have a reset experience with this upcoming year, whatever's been dismantled, and bringing about something completely new for yourself, whether it's with career, relationships, money, home, internally, body, health, energetically. Now is your time. Now is your time to use this reset point where we have no retrogrades. Things were in a super full moon. Things are going to be boosting forward. Our manifestations will be able to take on momentum when we're in alignment, and we'll be able to move with that. So I invite you to look at the PDF questions, even to take them into some form of meditation on what do you really want. This is the last month I'll be having it on this area of the website for you to be able to access them. Because I've had them on for the ending of the year and the beginning of this year, because I think it's very important. This question, what do I really want, has been one of the most transforming questions that I've brought into inquiry in my life. So these questions were composed of really the way to set an authentic, energetic manifestation line for how to pull your dreams and your inspiration forward in a way where you're not compromising that core connection and fragmenting yourself and disconnecting in some capacity. We've had a lot of conditioning, trauma experiences, culturally, multi-generationally, that can cause us to lose parts of ourselves. And this is a powerful way just to be in the practice of the moon rituals, of claiming back and being in alignment with creating the wholeness. That now more than ever, we're all being called to bring forward in this new era and paradigm of life. Next, I have the Nourishing Worthiness Collection. For those of you that have downloaded it and have got it, then I really invite you to use the questions that are in there and the prompts that are in within that collection, and also the audio, which I have a preview from the Nourishing Worthiness Collection here on this page. And the collection is just worth it for even this affirming worthiness meditation. Worthiness is such a core, key, ingredient, component, element, connection to manifesting and actualizing all of our dreams and desires. So if you've had any experience that has rattled or disrupted or disconnected you from any of your deeply inherent worthiness, whether it's recent or it's been more of a chronic long-term disconnection because of different experiences and upbringing, that is one of the strongest energetic aspects of ourselves that we can raise because it's already there within us. And the more we strengthen and we build that worthiness stamina, the more we can claim and live out our desired life. So I have that collection that's available for by donation. And again, this is going to be the last month that I'm going to have it in this capacity this way. So I definitely invite you to use that, get that, and use the elements within that to raise your energetic aspects of yourself that is the true core connection of you on what it means to nourish your worthiness. And next, I have my Soul Inspired Manifesting Series. This is a way that you can focus on really getting to those core soul-inspired goals and how to use this process to focus in on one. This is what I used in order to really emerge and bring forth and manifest the Monday Mantra card gift bundle deck. It's so powerful. I can't even begin to explain to you. If you have a goal that's important and you really want to get to the natural why and how to bring it about, it's all in this simple, step-by-step guided way within the Soul Inspired Manifesting Series. And the beautiful thing is once you have this, you can use this for anything again and again. It's a lifelong blueprint. Also have great news for those of you who want to order Monday Mantra cards. They're going to be available for a limited time over the next couple of weeks to put your order in. I had a corporate order that came in that's going to be large enough for me to get another production run. So I am going to do a small, short, limited run. And so many of you said you didn't get time to order them. You wanted to order more. So now is your opportunity. So hurry up and place that order too. Monday Mantra is such a beautiful way to begin the week. These cards came out incredibly beautiful. You get your own synchronicity stone and power word. The word Monday actually originates from Moon Day, and it represents the movement of the start of the week. So Monday Mantras, they're 52 mantra cards that you can use on Monday, but they're available to use at any time that you want to pull a mantra and get something that can truly help you in carry and embed and embody a message or a mantra into your day and into your week. Or if you just need an answer on something and you want a mantra that represents that answer, it works that way too. The messages we carry are really shaping our lives. So mantras, when they empower us in a way that has resonance, can really help become a powerful activating anchor that we can use to bring about our own natural field of possibility and attraction into our life. And lastly, I have my Hawaii Writer's Retreat, which is going to be a small, intimate, creative immersion for anyone who has a big project that they're looking to bring forth. And that is in April. It's going to be a powerful way to bring forth and carry the momentum for a creative project that has been weighing on you that you know, or you are ready. You are ready to bring something forth in a new way with your writing, with your creativity, platform building, whatever it is for you. So that's also an invitation. Few spots available for that. And you can also find out more information on that on the site. So this year, on this retrograde, super moon time, filled with eclipse energy, it's about eclipsing the shadow, unlocking the blocks that have been holding us back, walling us off from our own core, authentic dreams and desires. So name it, claim it, and be ready, because the reset is here and the momentum will move. And what could be any more beautiful than having the clear space to call it in? Happy super full moon. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.